Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, we talk about good deeds in sports, man. I don't know if we talk about things that guys do enough. I don't know if you guys saw this story, but NBA legend Alonzo Mourning built a $37 million senior living complex in Florida. Did you guys see this?
Yeah.
And it's got 120 apartments with one- and two-bedroom homes. You know, 600 to 900 square feet. But the bottom line is rent is only $322.
How about that?
For those with very low income. And even the highest rent is, you know, around $1,300. And if you are in Atlanta, you know.
Oh.
You're hardly getting anything for $1,300. Point is, he's behind this project. And Mike, you know, we talk about these guys that give back. We love these stories, man, because I just don't think, not just us, people don't talk about this stuff enough.
Right. Once a guy's out of the game, but Zoe is such a good dude, man.
He is.
I mean, he really is. But, he's got the spot in Bradenton, Florida. He's got another one down in Dade County. Mm-hmm. And anybody who knows, and Carl, I've told the story a million times. I'll make it brief this time. You know, it's so hard. I could write a book on how to not manage your grandmother's estate when she's got a health issue. My dad had passed away. I was left kind of holding the bag. It's miserable, and there's only certain things you can do, and then you get to a certain level, then the government assistance will kick in. It's a minefield of things. And it's so expensive. I was paying $3,000 a month for my nan's assisted living.
Yeah, it's hard.
Back in the day. Nurses, the whole shebang. So for people, and I was lucky enough to have a little coin because she had some retirement money, but for anybody on a fixed income, this is a godsend.
No doubt. So big shout out to Alonzo Mourning, man. And look, all these guys, you know, we watch them, whether it's on the court, on the field, wherever it might be. But so many guys have done things like this, and we just don't talk enough about it. So I wanted to mention that while we're up here at Flower Branch. Just one of those stories that popped up. Mike's got an incredible story you're going to want to hear in Guy Talk about who is expecting.
Yes. Baby number uno, dos, four.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. All right. So stay tuned for that. Coach is going to join us, Raheem Morris, guys, here in the next 30 minutes. All right. Practice. They're still on the practice field. You said James Pierce Jr. is not on the practice
according
field.
According to our media elite that's out there watching it. So, again, maybe he just missed the first part of practice. Could be just a groin injury. they're just giving him some rest. But we'll ask Coach Ra about that coming up. But, midweek, it's funny. I mean, not funny, but we're seeing so many injuries, especially with the teams we're going to play. Two offensive linemen out for Carolina on IR, done for the season.
Yeah.
Buffalo's missing two pieces on defense. We'll see them coming up on a Monday night. You know, you look at
Jaden Daniels did not practice
right.
today.
Jaden's had issues. The Commanders have had to go back and bring some guys back for their defense. So there's a bunch of dudes in the first five games we're playing that are a little banged up. And of course, we're dealing with this AJ Terrell hamstring, waiting to find out just what exactly the word is going to be on that.
Yeah, Dan Quinn today saying Jaden Daniels will not practice today. He did throw on the side. Quinn saying we're going to be smart, not fast. That tells you right there that that doesn't mean he doesn't play in our game. Again, we got 2 weeks until we see Jaden Daniels. But I'm not rushing back my quarterback if I don't need to and feel like, hey, we'll be competitive. The crazy thing is you guys know who their backup is, right? Marcus Mariota.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, oh, my God. Nothing would give me more pleasure than watching these guys tee off on that big phony baloney.
Oh,
my goodness.
You mean when they come here?
That fraud.
Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, that guy. That quitter.
Yeah, man. So we'll
see. Yeah, that's right, Day-Day. Yeah, I'm getting angry about this. Carl and I, you didn't see the grenade toss in person.
Oh, it was disgusting. It was the worst thing, arguably, I've ever seen. I mean, when you've got an opposing fan base turning at you because you have Falcon right. gear on and they're going, what was that? What? How do you guys describe that? What is that throw? We don't even know.
Right. On the positive side, we did crush the hopes and dreams of many season ticket holders in Carolina. We explained how a personal seat license works if they ever get that new stadium that Tepper's trying to build. AJ Terrell, week to week, Coach Raheem Morris telling the media. We'll hear it from the arm man himself coming up here in just a bit. And again, Keith Taylor, who we picked up the corner that was been with us, was on practice squad.
Yeah.
He's wearing number 32, so that's if you're looking for him as a corner, which kind of leaves a little credence to perhaps not seeing A.J. Terrell out there this week.
All right, more injuries to talk about. Let's get to 4th and 1. So Khalil Mack got hurt in Monday night's game. He's got a dislocated elbow. That sounds like it hurts.
Oof.
He's going to the IR, is expected to miss the 4 weeks with the short IR for the Chargers. Meanwhile, Aaron Jones, hamstring injury.
Hamstring.
Suffered against us Sunday night.
With the knockout boys.
He's placed down injury reserve. He's going to be out a minimum of 4 weeks. And then Sean McVay, Mike, you see this about Sean McVay? Torn plantar fascia, which happened in the game against the Titans.
Ah, that's the agony of the foot.
He says he's limping around. If you see me limping around, that's because he's got a torn plantar fascia.
So like plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the agony of defeat.
It's weird. It's awkward. But anyways, he said he was moving to call a timeout, and pfft, that thing, whatever it did, snapped or whatever. Lots of injuries, man. And this is just, you got to manage this stuff. By the way, is Darren Waller ever going to play for the Dolphins? He's been ruled out again with a hip injury.
Yeah. The comeback, that's no comeback.
It's no comeback. Maybe he's going to stick to rap, Mike. Maybe he's going to stick to rap.
Well, that was, I mean, would you call that rap? I don't know what you call that music.
No, it was
the breakup song?
Yeah.
With him on the beach where he simulates like he shot him or stabbed him on the beach.
You know the song, Mike.
You know, by the way, I know the Falcons probably won't do this, but again, we've trolled guys. Didn't we troll Russell Wilson?
We did troll him.
Right back in the day? I would, because it was Ciara's ex, right?
Future.
Future, playing future music.
Yeah.
We got to play that when the Dolphins are warming up at the Mercedes-Benz. If Waller's in uniform.
Oh, my God.
Love, what was it? Love drip?
No, love's real. Love's real.
Oh, I can't. Is that like post-nasal drip? I don't know what he's talking about. That was his message to his beloved after I think it went south.
It's terrible.
It's no Careless Whisper, I'll tell you that.
Look, the song we played a couple of weeks ago, the Falcon song that we played, kills this song, okay? I'm just letting you know. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. 4th and 1 as we go around the league. Let me hear Boomer Esiason and talk about this Tom Brady controversy because he has chimed in now.
Yeah.
This is a real conflict of interest, especially him sitting in the coach's box. And then when you listen to Pete Carroll, who I love, by the way, and who I have nothing but mad respect for, and then you listen to Spytek, their general manager, and then you listen to Chip Kelly, their offense coordinator. Oh, yeah, we're on the phone all the time. We're talking about this. We're talking about players. We're talking about schemes. I mean, what? And this is the guy that you allow into all these other rooms when he's covering the league for Fox? I'm sorry. As much respect as I can have for a player, and I have had for a player, in this regard, this goes against what the NFL is all about. The NFL, it's the ultimate competition. These guys are going to get fired. Guys get fired. They lose jobs. This guy seems to be insulated for some reason. And I understand why he's insulated. He's good for the league. I get it. But again, the conflict of interest is startling.
Yeah. I mean, you and I talked about it. At first, I thought it was much to do about nothing. I didn't realize he's sitting there on the play calls. Because, I mean, you could make that leap as Boomer did. You and I were talking about it yesterday. You know, it's one thing if you're the PR relations. Yeah, I'm a minority owner. But, you know, Tom is – and you brought this up. Great point. What does Tom not try to go all in on, right? He's committed. Granted, some would say be more all in on your broadcasting because you're not that good. But I would be upset, too, especially if I was a divisional opponent, to know that the way he's working with the Raiders. I don't want you watching our stuff at practice.
I don't like it. Look, it's very suspicious. If anything, it's just – I don't know if he's done anything. I don't know, but it's very suspicious, and we shouldn't feel that way as fans, and certainly if you're an opposing team, Mike, and I got to talk to this guy and tell him what we're doing on Sunday for a Fox game, and now the Raiders going to roll around, and I'm going to see him next week in the booth. I don't like it.
How much do you think the Saudis are paying him to play flag football in Riyadh?
Is he playing?
Apparently, according to Yahoo Sports, 7-time Super Bowl winner is going to be apparently playing flag football in March, Riyadh in March. They do this like giant – remember we were watching the Crawford-Canelo fight?
Yeah.
That was the thing in the middle of the ring. That's their big like 3-month-long celebration they do with sports and music and concerts in Saudi Arabia and Riyadh. And apparently Brady's going to be a part of it with that guy who literally looked like a bad guy in a James Bond movie. Mm. If you didn't watch the fight, I mean, he was right out of Central Casting. The Saudi bigwig with the sunglasses and the headdress. And it's like – I mean, it was hysterical. They were booing him in the ring, too, by the way. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, he is partnered. And like rumor has it, they're going to try to bring boxing back, Mike, and do it a different way. And he's one of those big-time partners that's got all the money.
You know what? As much as LIV Golf sucks, you and I love boxing. And I just hate to see boxing. Look, it is what it is. You know, they're sports washing their image in Saudi Arabia. But, I mean, without HBO, without Showtime, DAZN, you know, people don't even know what the DAZN is, right?
No.
You know, and now with –
Well, they're all going to this streaming concept now. There are going to be no more pay-per-views.
With Netflix, I mean, Netflix, because whatever I pay, I think I pay 15 or whatever, 16 a month. It just, wow, I can not have to shell out $100 to watch a fight.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You're still paying for it, but you know, I hate to say it, but if you got to get in bed with the devil to give us better boxing, I guess we'll take it.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin McCarthy or Kevin O'Connell, that is, not Kevin McCarthy, but Kevin O'Connell, mm-hmm. the Vikings head coach, says JJ McCarthy, Mike, is in a boot.
Responding
well.
Knockout boys.
Yeah, man, we put him out of there. Carson Wentz is going to start Sunday against Cincinnati.
Yeah, and can he? Third act. I guess this is his fifth or sixth act out there
since he left the Eagles.
You mentioned Darren Waller out for the Dolphins. Jalen Waddle is questionable. The coach is questionable. A lot of people feel he is going to get got. That you haven't heard anything from Ross, the owner down there, but Coach Mike McDonald. The press conference last week was like, you know, when you don't win and you lose. It's hard. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, so people are just taking that. They're taking that press conference going, really? So we'll see where it goes. And then you were talking about it earlier in the show. Joe Burrow's rep is now he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, man. Let's dive into this because we're waiting on Coach to come in here. We're going to dive into this. It's unfortunate, but people are really starting to say this guy will never get there again. And we're talking about a Super Bowl. Because he's so injury-plagued. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Waiting on Coach Ra to come in here and join us. Falcon fans, stay right here. We're going to get you all the info as we head to Week 3 with Carolina. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There's no debating when you start talking about the pecking order of quarterbacks, and we hope our guy eventually is a guy that the league is talking about in this way. Whether it's Lamar, whether it's Josh Allen, obviously Patrick Mahomes at the top of the mountain. But Joe Burrow is also a guy that is there. And as we were just talking about all the injuries around the NFL, and by the way, we did not report to you that Justin Fields has a concussion.
Yeah, and you know concussion protocol, so where that's going to go. Tyrod Taylor is going to be the quarterback for the Jets. So, and already, I'm a big Aaron Glenn fan. I loved him on Hard Knocks. He is getting off to a really tough start with the New York media. I mean, I don't know if you could have played a little bit softer.
You can't bully them.
He just came in, and it's like, man, the one thing you cannot do if you want to at least buy yourself some time. If the team struggles and there's injuries, if you're sitting there trying to be Billy Badass, I seen some stuff on TV with Aaron. I'm like, don't say that because you're making it easy for those guys that are just going to chop you up.
I agree. See, this is why everybody can't necessarily be a head coach.
Especially in some major markets where the media, let's be honest, it's just they're all over you, man. When you got 10 newspapers and everything else, come on.
It's a lot. You may know football, but handling those situations also matters. It's what happened when Saleh and Aaron Rodgers was there.
Right.
You had this divide that was created. Rodgers is saying stuff like, oh, I didn't know I wasn't playing the preseason. Nobody told me. Right, and then immediately they go back and go, Robert, you're not communicating to your quarterback. The littlest things become a big thing. But yeah, I have not agreed with some of the stuff that AG has said as well,
right.
Mike. And ironically, before the season started, I just texted him and said, hey, well, good luck. I wish you nothing but the best. And he was like, man, I think we're going to have a really decent team. And I left it at that. And now I'm watching and I'm going, bro, you're hurting yourself.
Yeah, he came on like, I mean, it's been a very, very Bill Belichick sort of standoffish, basically it's the wrong way to play it in that market.
You hadn't won anything.
When we play, you play to win the game. That's Herm Edwards talking to the New York media.
That's right.
You know, for those who don't know where that soundbite comes from, because it is what it is up there.
Hey, man, just want to mention this. And look, I don't know what the future holds. I have a lot of respect and I love his game. I love his moxie. But the fact of the matter is Joe Burrow has been hurt 3 of his 6 seasons. And when I say hurt, I'm not talking about missing a game. I'm talking about missing multiple games and seasons, okay? So when you start looking at what happened now, he's played 2 games, he's done. They're saying 3 months, Mike. A lot of people are saying he's finished for the season. We will see. It's turf toe. It's ligaments. He had surgery. Then you go back and you start saying, all right, well, he had an appendix removed. He had knee injuries, right? These are the things that kept him away from playing all of these games. And this is in a very short period of time. So for as good as Joe Burrow is when he's on the field, the question now becomes, how much is he going to be on the field? Because when you go back to his rookie year, he played 10 games. Done. Next year, he's a beast. He throws for 34 touchdowns. They go to Super Bowl, right? 35 touchdowns in 2022. He's great. Joe Burrow is on his way. He's going to be the best quarterback in the league. Next year, hurt. 10 games. Last year, 17 games, everybody said, oh, he's back. He can play again. Now he's got turf toe. He's played 2 games, and we probably won't see him until the end of December, maybe early January, if they're viable for the playoffs. I just feel like it sucks, but, Mike, his career is on that trajectory where you go, man, what could have been?
Right, and here's a guy that has been to a Super Bowl. Meanwhile, you got J.J. McCarthy, who missed an entire season because, again, the injuries are what they are. You know, we talk about ability and availability, and now he's going to miss more games for Minnesota, and they put all their eggs in the basket. They could have rolled the dice one more year and have him ride the bench and go with an Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was all hot and heavy for Minnesota. That was reported earlier this summer. So they're in a tough spot. But, yeah, getting back to Burrow, you give the guy the contract because you have to. You know, and then this happens.
Because he leads you to the Super Bowl, and it, you know, right? second year of his rookie deal.
And look, I know Jake Browning, they had success to a degree, 4-3, but the ceiling with him is there. That's why I wonder if, you know, but also the Bengals are so cheap. And I know we've discussed the last 2 days, would they even, you know, entertain the idea of calling us about Kirk Cousins? We're looking to get some relief financially, but that's more than likely. I just say get a draft pick. Eat what you got to eat and see if you can just get the best day two pick you can get for Cousins. But I don't know what the Brown family, how they feel about this. Because if you're a Bengals fan, last we saw that video of those fans beating the crap out of each other Sunday when they realized another season is going down the crapper up there.
Yeah, it's crazy. And look, what we're telling you is this is why Mahomes has been so successful. He's not had to fight injuries three of his first six seasons. You start talking about Jalen Hurts, one of, if not the most durable guys through his college career and now in the NFL. When you start talking about these, Lamar, remember early in the season in his career, oh, he's hurt all the time. Lamar has been hurt three seasons.
Matt Ryan. I mean, I can count the Matt Ryan missed games on one hand in his career. Tom Brady only had one season with the knee.
That's it.
And that year they still almost won about 11 games. They didn't go to the playoffs. Remember Matt Castle?
That's right.
I mean, but that's the thing. You've got – I get it. It's hard and like, oh, man, it's not his fault. But some guys, when you just become injury prone, you're screwed. And the team is screwed. And there's no way out of that. Because when you're spending $50 million and getting nothing for it.
Oh, it's brutal.
You're in a bad spot.
No, it's brutal. 404-726-0929. Just something that was on our mind as we were talking about, you know, where quarterbacks are and the league this early on in the season. And here we are already talking about. And remember, just a few short weeks ago, we were talking about, oh, if they don't sign Hendrickson and they don't sign Shamir, right. You know, their number one draft pick, they're in trouble. Burrow's ready to win. Burrow's not there. And now you've got your number one piece who is out again. And again, Mike said it, not his fault, but this discussion is being had around the NFL.
Part of your legacy is your health, man. Oh. Maybe some guys feel it's you're being too hard on a guy, but that's just part of it.
Yeah.
You know, you got one job, and just like we talked about with the kicker, and these are just things. And I don't know, how is your connectivity? You mentioned he had his appendix out. I mean, obviously that's just a one in a million shot, right?
Yeah, that was just a weird deal. I mean, but all this stuff has popped up. And it's forced him to miss significant time. That happened in 2022. He had the knee injury in 2020. It was his rookie season. Cut short. And that was like, okay, well, he can overcome that. ACL, PCL, he tore all that. We'll fix it.
Last year, we're doing the show up here at Hooters in Waller, Georgia, when he has the injury at practice.
That's right. It's just been, it feels like one thing after another. Guys, he had a dislocated pinky in 2021. I mean, these little things are the reasons why Joe Burrow has not been on the field and effectively been able to do all the things that his team needs him to. Last year, again, was great. He could have easily won the MVP, but his team didn't win enough to put him in that conversation with Josh and Lamar. If you look at his numbers from last year, this dude threw 43 touchdowns. He was unbelievable last year.
Yeah, you're the Bengals, man. You're without your quarterback. You're not just looking up at the Ravens, and you're even looking up at the Steelers right now.
Yep.
I mean, I know they lost last week, but I mean, there's a lot of teams in the AFC. Like the Chargers look pretty good, don't they?
They do.
Off to a 2-0 start.
Yep.
You know, and maybe they'll make a move to get even more weapons for that. I just thought that the receiver room was a bit thin, but okay. I mean, Keenan Allen still got some legs.
Yeah, look, I just feel like they're taking the next step with the Harbaugh-built team, and you're seeing it. I mean,
not going to beat themselves.
No, that win against the Chiefs was not a fluke, and then you see how dominant they were against the Raiders the other night. Mike, I'm telling you, the Chiefs are not winning that division. Not this year. And that's not because they're 0-2. I said this before the season started. I don't think they win that division. It's either the Chargers or the Broncos, I believe. I'm not telling you the Chiefs are going to come back once they get everybody healthy, but right now it's killing them.
And just while we're talking about quarterbacks that are kind of in flux, C.J. Stroud was everybody's babe, the boy.
Yeah.
Last year he kind of came back to earth. He's not off to a great start. Texans are a 1.5-point dog at Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence, by the way, Liam Cohen says everything's fine.
We're good. Nothing to see here.
After he's yelling, hit him in the chest. So there's another guy. I mean, not that I know, you know, up in Cartersville, everyone loves Trevor Lawrence, but that's another guy. What is your legacy? What are you in the NFL? You know, are you going to live up to the hype? I mean, some things are, you know, the Joe Burrow thing, he's now injury tech, the injury-prone Joe Burrow. What is Sunshine? Now, he's missed some games with injury last year, but still.
Yeah, it's a question that I don't know if we're going to – we should get an answer this year. This should be a playoff team for the Jags, right?
It should be.
This is where he should put this team on his back and take them to the next level. But I don't know. I really don't. 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in on that conversation.
Brock Purdy gets hurt for the NFC Championship. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy's hurt again for the 49ers.
Well, look, here's the thing about Brock Purdy. Sorry for Brock Purdy fans. It's the system. It's not Purdy. Mac Jones last week led them to a victory.
Yep.
He looked just as good as Purdy did. And no Ayuk, no Kittle.
Right. That's why I never would have signed that contract.
Look,
he signed it. I never would have given him that deal.
I have always felt this way, and I go back and forth all the time with people. Oh, Purdy's the best. Okay, well, let's watch Mac Jones do exactly what Purdy did over the next few weeks and watch San Francisco.
Who?
Mac Jones not lose anything. As long as McCaffrey's out there, they're fine.
Right.
All right, man. Coming up.
Sunshine, hit him in the chest.
What's on Day-Day's mind? We are awaiting Coach Raheem Morris. He can walk in any minute. We're going to find out what's on his mind.
I got to find out what Day-Day's shaking his head. What, are you a Sunshine fan? They won Jack down there in Jacksonville, Joe.
We all love Trevor, but he's got to be better.
That was the greatest lock of the century. This guy was going to be a rock star in the NFL. I don't know what he is, Day-Day.
By the way, morning shift is at McDonald's on Northside Drive in Atlanta. Friday morning, guys, for a special broadcast. Come by. Get breakfast with Allie, Mike, and Bo. Now, Mike, you made the joke yesterday. Is Bo on the –
I'm the grill man.
Yeah, is he on the
– I'm making the hash browns as fast as I can.
If that happens, please, somebody get a pick. But get ready for a big weekend, man. College football, professional football. Morning shift will be out there. Again, it's right there off Northside Drive, McDonald's, and our morning show and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Stay right there. Raheem's on the way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Wait until this kicks in. Wait until it kicks in. It's Dukes and Bell. We are live at Flowery Branch. We are awaiting our coach. We're also going to talk to Wes Durham coming up next hour, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. And we're going to talk to Jake Matthews here. So lots in store if you're just tuning in. The latest news here, guys, is A.J. Terrell literally day to day. They're not saying whether or not he's going to play. We are speculating. And as I said to Mike, I don't think he plays. That's just my guess. But no definitive decision has been made. We're going to talk to Coach about that. But that's something, Mike, that will potentially affect Sunday's game.
And James Pierce Jr., from when I talked to him, just asking Smoking Joe Patrick, and we will ask Coach because he may have been at practice. The media elite of Atlanta did not see James Pierce Jr., but we'll check in with Coach about his status as well. As Coach Rock, congratulations off a glorious victory on Sunday Night Football, jumps in our Ticketmaster studios.
That's how you play defense, baby. I've been saying it all week. That's how we play defense, Coach Rock. What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm doing great.
Look at you.
You get a sack.
Come on
you
now.
Get a sack.
Come
you
on
get a
now.
Sack.
I didn't come with that kind of energy as you did today, but it was definitely a promising, you know, style of play that you want to have. You know, we seen it coming last week. We saw the pressures from those guys, and those guys were able to get out there and do their, a good shot at it. And then this week, you know, you finished, and then that's when everybody gets really excited. But to be honest, when you watch the tape from a week before and the loss, it was coming.
Right.
Bacon made some plays. And then you watch it this week and you got a chance to finish. It was very satisfying.
We talked so much about the rookie class, and I know, you know, we were excited about Billy Bowman and certainly about Xavier Watts. I mean, everybody got in. I was talking about the second year guys like Ruka Rororo. He had a big impact as well.
I tried to explain this last year. I was like, you know, sometimes the insiders, they take a little more time, you know, and Ruka definitely was ready, and Brandon Dorlis was definitely ready. You know, Zach Harris has always been there, but to be in that rotation inside, and look how London and all the guys inside, then you got the old man in there just holding down the fort. That was absolutely phenomenal. Then the outside guys just in that steady rotation, having a bunch of waves of guys coming at people, really creating a lot of problems. Ecstatic.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys. It's Dukes and Bell live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios here at Flowery Branch. We're getting ready for Carolina. We'll talk to him about that. Just trying to find out some of the answers that fans want to know. And Raw, first and foremost, we were talking about AJ. The latest on AJ Terrell and his situation, because the way he went down, I was like, oh, no. He grabbed that leg like it was falling off.
You know, I'll say week to week is a hamstring, you know, obviously. So you just never know how that's going to go. You know, I wouldn't say day to day. I'd say more week to week. You know, take him all the way to the game. Take him all the way to Sunday. See what it is. Maybe a test run if that's the case. If not, go into the following week and see what it is. And then, like, let this guy have a chance to heal. You don't want that to go away. You don't want that to linger all season. He's putting a lot of work to go out to have a great season. He was having a great game up to that point. And I look forward to getting him back.
Options if he can't go?
You know, we got a bunch of depth. You know, obviously, Glow went out there and finished the game for us. And we also have, you know, obviously, Clark Phillips got a chance to get a helmet. We got C.J. Henderson on the roster. We have, you know, obviously, Natron Books, the Swiss Army Knife, to be able to go out there and do a bunch of different things for us. Obviously, Hughes did a great job. Billy Bowman's going inside. Those guys did a nice job of mixing it up at the end when A.J. went out and finishing the game for us and really playing well. And then, obviously, you know, Alfred went out there and played corner for us, punt returner, you know, kickoff coverage. He did everything. And that's what you got to do when you're in that position.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys. Our weekly visit inside the Ticketmaster Studios at the Branch. I guess the only thing we didn't get was just the touchdowns in the red zone that we're looking for. But talk about the offense. And what it seems like, and I heard Zach Robinson today in the media room said, teams are trying to take away the deep ball from Penix Jr. So how do they adjust?
They did a nice job. You know, they kept the two safeties back. They kept away the deep ball. And you got to take what they're giving you. And they were absolutely giving them some really premium looks at the run. And we took those run looks. And Bijan went to the tune of 150. And Tyler to the tune of 70 or 80. And you end up with a 200-yard day rushing. And I'm not going to complain about that.
Can't we just run it the whole series?
You know, like,
can we just run it the entire first series of the game?
You know, we were in the process of doing that. We threw the screen, hit the ground, and kind of got off whack. But there's some things we can clean up down there. There's always things you can clean up. And there's always going to be – every game, no matter what you do, you're going to come out with something you can clean up for the most part since I've been doing it. I don't know. But, you know, it's definitely what we want to clean up, definitely the focus, and definitely things we want to get better at.
You had some pretty impactful rookies with the Rams. I think we've mentioned this. Braden Fisk, Kobe Turner, Jared Verse, Byron Young. And we're looking at our rookies. And all four showed up big last weekend, obviously. But what do you see as far as the impact there? Can you make a comparison when you see what you had with the Rams and you get four rookies like we've got with Xavier, Billy, obviously, Jalen, and we're talking about James Pierce Jr.?
Yeah, obviously I didn't coach Fitz and Verse, but it was a part of the process of the building process, right? Now, then the Rams, we wanted to build it up front, and we had the year before get B.Y., Kobe Turner, added them with A.D., added them with Flo, and we rushed, and we did some really good things. And then the following year, they added some more talent to that with the Verse and the Fisk, and they were building that way. So when we got here last year, we started to build, and we kind of drafted at the double position, the double D tackle, which we talked about and we were going to do, and went out and did that thing to increase our pass rush to inside pass rush. And then this year, we had a chance to affect our edge, both in free agency and in the draft, you know, two in the first round, the one with Flo to add to the piece that we already had around him. So we were extremely excited how we built it. And we have been talking about it, although, you know, we didn't play him a bunch last year. We didn't get a chance to get him out there, whether it was injuries or whether just not ready, quite ready to play a significant part when you had some of the pieces we had. But there was no doubt this year they were ready to go.
And the Jalen Walker play, and the Georgia fans, like, we've seen that before. I mean, that just, that's the kind of athleticism, man, just throwing people around. I mean, and again, we didn't get to see as much of him because he was banged up when the media was here. But you knew that Jalen Walker was going to be bringing it. And now, by the way, James Pierce Jr., he was not seen today. Is he okay, or just what's any status on him?
Yeah, he's taking care of some things today with a maintenance plan. He'll be out there tomorrow. I feel good about getting him through. But those guys, that's a part of being a rookie too, right? Figuring out this NFL, how tough this thing is, and getting back out there and doing all the stuff that you need to do to get out there. But Jalen kind of went through it a little bit in camp.
Right.
You know, maybe he missed a couple of times when you were out there, and I was telling you, like, no, he looked great the other day. Today, we're taking care of him. We're getting him right and doing some of the things we need to do with him. But the other night, he went out there and got a chance to see it for the first time and him throw around blocks and him get the big-time sack. And he played really well, and he's playing really well all the place. The fun part for him is moving around and doing different things with him. He's got a chance to be special.
The comparison to him was Mike. I don't want to comp a guy in the league, but Micah Parsons, because you can use him. And do you talk to Jeff Ulbrich about how you're going to do that stuff?
You know, that's all we talked about in the draft processes, right? When you go draft these guys, you talk about having a plan for me. Everybody comes up with comparisons. You know, everybody's always scared to say a guy like Micah Parsons. You never want to say that.
Right.
Because you don't want to mess up those expectations. But you got to find some comparables for him. You bring him in, and, you know, he's got some comparables. And nobody's saying he is Micah Parsons yet. Nobody's saying he's going to be, you know, Michael Parsons is a great player. And, like, when you use comparisons in the coaching world, it's just the analogy of moving around, being able to do different things off the ball, on the ball. You know, he's phenomenal.
Last week, Coach, we got a chance to talk to Divine Diablo. Divine Diablo! And he was mic'd up for the game.
Wait.
What's up? What's up? That's how we say it.
Divine Diablo!
That's how we say it.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
It's a thing. We're making it a thing.
Can I get one more of those?
Divine Diablo. Yeah. It's a thing. What are you talking about?
It's a name.
He couldn't stop laughing either last week.
That just made my day.
Well, good. But he was mic'd up for the game, and there was a point where he's on the bench, and Cade Nellis is sitting next to him. And you guys can witness this and check it out on Falcons.com. But Caden, he turns to Caden, and Caden says, man, the O-line came to play tonight. And Divine goes, yeah. They were moving people. And my question to you is, did you get after the O-line after week one? What did you say?
I think it's just more being honest with you guys. You know, like, when I talk to you guys, I'm really transparent and talked about the disappointment, and we got more. And they hear it. I tell them that in the meetings. They come see me. And these guys, they don't want to disappoint. And they got so much confidence in their leadership with Jake and Lindstrom. And then it just – goes through that room, and they got so much pride. When you talk about Burge and Newsel and even Wilk, you know, like, those guys got a lot of pride, man. And that coaching staff that they have, you know, talking about with Led, Flats, and Nick Jones, they're going to show up. And when you let them know that you're disappointed in how they played and we can play better, they're going to show up. And that's what they did.
They did.
Talking with Coach Raheem Morris, guys. And, you know, again, this offseason, we thought we'd have a competition with Young Wei Koo. And then turns out that you bring in, again, Parker Romo, who did a great job. And I know you said it's 90% was the soundbite after the game. We understand for roster purposes you want to have an insurance policy with Koo, but what is it going to take to make Romo the man as your kicker?
You know, we got this new weapon that you have with the standard elevations. We got this. It's a weapon. Right? Let's not kid ourselves. So, like, you use it. You use it as a comparison. You use it to compete. You use it to get them out there and make sure, right? You don't have to make those rush, you know, brash decisions. You know, obviously, Romo went out, went 5 for 5. There's not a lot that's probably going to go on and not see him again. Let's just be honest with that. So, like, getting Romo out there again, get another look at it, and then we'll see what happens. We'll play it out. But we'll let these guys go out there and compete in practice. So we have some tangible things to talk about, you know, some things to look at, some things to correct, some things to talk about, and what we want to talk about, how we want to move forward.
Those elevations, Coach, as we described to the audience, you get three times to do that, correct? I want to be on –
Two more
right, with yes. him. So that's what we were telling our audience about, because some people are like, well, can't they just do this or that? That's within the rules of the NFL, and so, you know, we're trying to do that. Coach, talk to us about the concern. We're 29th in red zone efficiency. Mike talked about this, but 2 touchdowns, 7 red zone trips. What's your concern level there? We're not talking about moving the football, because we're doing that. We're talking about scoring touchdowns.
I wouldn't say concern. I'd say more opportunities getting down there and finishing off the drives, which I know they're very capable of doing. We were very close last week. We can hit that scramble play to Mooney we don't – that screen, let's get that up and down, and we're probably walking in there. You got an opportunity to get closer down there. We got an opportunity to move it on to 4th-and-1. We kind of screwed that up as a coaching staff. We end up kicking the field goal. But there's a bunch of things that you can correct, that you can clean up. That was a tough environment. Make no mistake about it. Don't want to take away from Minnesota's defense, but we got a chance to go out there and score points, and I feel really confident we're going to be able to go do it.
All right. He's smiling, folks, and we're on the radio, but Coach, I'm giving the secret away. Speaking of, as we turn the page, you go up 85 to take on the Panthers. He drew for a lot of yards last week, and Bryce Young's got 4 touchdowns. They do have some offensive line guys out of position now, so they got 2 guys on IR. I'm trying to put words in your mouth, but as a fan, you feel like, wow, maybe a chance for these young defenders to go hunting again.
Yeah, and it also presents opportunities for their guys too, right?
Right. So, two-way street.
They got guys that going to get opportunities. They got guys that want to play. You know, Dave's going to do a great job of getting those guys ready to go. He's going to be sound. He's not going to put anybody in harm way. You know, everybody likes to capitalize on these injuries. You know, same thing with Wilkerson when he's starting at right tackle. Wanted to make it a bigger deal than it was until it's not. So we're in the same situation. I think we got to go out there and bring our own energy, bring our own edge, bring our own execution, and worry about that first. And if they line up ready to play, we'll be ready as well.
Coach, I'm still mad about last season. I assume there are some guys. No, the end of the season. I'm not talking about last season.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, I'm talking about the Panthers game. I said to Mike, and I'm just curious, there's some guys in this locker room that played in that game last year, and I'm sure they didn't like the way the season finished.
Jesse Bates.
Any motivation going into Sunday knowing that and like, yo, we did not play that well last year, and now we get a chance to get back at these dudes?
You internalize it, right? You got to go, and you got to look at the whole picture. Right, there was some really special things that came out of the game from offense. Michael Penix throwing for a bunch of yards,
yes,
showing confidence, throwing the ball down the field. And it's probably the reason you're not getting a bunch of single high defense right now, and you're able to run the football. Then you got to look at the defense side of the ball. There was a bunch of letdown. There was a bunch of things that we gave away, that reaching and pressing. And then you got to take away from the lessons of, if we won that game and Tampa lost, we were in the playoffs. We lost that game. Thank God Tampa won. Right. Or we'd really be upset. Right, but those are the moments where you got to capitalize, and you can't look at anything. Everything is gray matter. You got to go play the game to win, and nothing else matters. I'm not going to let that game cloud this my judgment on this one, but I'm not going to like them any less or any more because of it.
I can't. Okay. it's Dukes and Bell. Yeah. We just look. It's Carolina. It's a division game. It's always a big game. But coming off of our win against the Vikings on Sunday night, people feel really good about Coach the way this defense played. And you came in, and that's been the energy is, wow, we feel like we have a foundation that's building, a young foundation for this defense to really improve. Don't know what it's going to be, but it felt really good Sunday.
You know, I don't want to ride the emotional roller coaster, but it felt great. And you got to go back out there prepared. You got to go practice. You got to put the work back in. You got to go determine the terms. You got to go find the role clarity throughout the week and go play again. And it doesn't matter what else happens. Like, I think once you figure out that process and that routine and you stick to it,
talked about the wide receivers, and again, maybe not 100%, but I thought, you know, again, another week, another conversation with you about Kyle Pitts, man. It just that's been, not a pleasant surprise. We know what he's always been capable of, but it seems like that's another weapon that, you know, if everything starts clicking offensively, man, this seems like a pretty good package you put together this year.
It's just because you don't listen to me in the offseason.
Coach, you say a lot, though. You say a lot.
I mean, come on.
You say a lot.
If you're paid by the word, man, that's like reading War and Peace.
I usually try to tell you the truth of what's happening, and I know it's hard to talk about because it haven't been up to the standards that everybody wants from Kyle. Mm. You know, if you just put Kyle's number down without a name, it didn't look terrible. But to know what he's capable of and what he's putting together now and being a part of the offense even more, I'm fired up for him, and I look forward to him even doing better for us.
Let's go get Carolina, Coach. Appreciate you.
Man. Thank you, guys.
Good luck on Sunday. Falcons head coach Raheem Morris.
One more Divine Diablo, please.
Divine Diablo. Yes, and you can take that with you. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live up here at Flower Branch. We're going to talk to Jake Matthews coming up, guys. We'll find out what he's saying about this O-line and how well they blocked last week. It's Dukes and Bell.
Divine Diablo.
That's how we say it.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
It's a thing. We're making it a thing.
Can I get one more of those.
Divine Diablo. It's a thing. What are you talking about?
It's a name.
He couldn't stop laughing either last week.
That just made my day.
Well, good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.